Good morning, we are Masechet Shabbat Daf Yud Gimel, and we're starting at the bottom of Daf Yud Bet Amud Bet, the two dots, third line from the bottom. Be'emet Amrua Chazan. Okay, so we saw in the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah was on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the bottom. So we said there, we had Lo Yetzeh Chayat, and then the last narrow lines of the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet said, then it said, "Be'emet Amru, haChazan ro'eh hechan tinokot korin, aval hu lo yikra." Okay, so the Chazan, we said that the Chazan was the teacher or the person organizing the landing in the shul, so he could look where things were, but he couldn't read from it. That's the Gemara we're carrying on now. Ba'amarta, the Gemara said, "What didn't we say? Reisha ro'eh?" Right, we said haChazan ro'eh. So my lovely Krot, what's he looking for? He's looking for it in order to read. That's what he's doing. Well, it says lo. Lesader Rashay Parshiotav. The only reason that he can use the candle is not to actually read the details like every single word of the thing, but Lesader Rashay Parshiotav, look at Rashi there, Umeratzin Befiv, to familiarize himself with it, Shemitoch Sherosha Parsha Shkura Befiv, since he's now familiar exactly where each beginning of Parsha is, Huniskar Bekudel Machar, tomorrow he'll know where to find the place, he'll know what's going on, it will be all common to him. And then he can prompt the guys, like what we do sometimes in shul. He can prompt them quietly, he can prompt them from the background of how to read the parasha, etc., because he's familiar with it. Then the Gemara says, and so did Rabbi Bar Shmuel said the same thing. And he can mesade the parasha, the rashay parasha, but the whole parasha himself, he can't prepare the parasha with a candle. That was the Mishnah with regards to the Chazan. The Gemara over here now has a kasha. From a brighter, Meitivei, got a brighter. Rash Bishul and Gamli Omer, Atinokot Shel Beit Rabban, Ayu Mesadrin Parshata V'Korin L'Raner. See how we see that the Tinokot Shel Beit Rabban, right, did Mesader Parshiot, and Kore L'Or Haner. What did our Mishnah say? Amishna said, "B'met Amru, a Chazan ro'eh hechan tukrin, aval hu lo yikra." Right. So, what really is the kasha here? Now, I'm thinking about it. Why is it a kasha to our brayta? Right? So it says here, Omer tinokot shel beit rabban ayu mesadrin parshiotav. If you know what it means here, that they were mesadrin, they were even the bala, even the chazan couldn't mesader. Is that the kasha over here? Or the other way around, maybe that even he could read and prepare that the Chazan and the Tinokot were the same idea. Was it Ibad Aimar Rashay Parshiotav? So one answer is no. When it says there Tinokot Shemar Rabban Sari Parshiotav, that's the Chazan. Ibad Aimar Shani Tinokot, that children are different. Hoyel Vaimat Rabban Alehen Lo Atiratzluye. That the children, right, we don't even mind what they do. They can do everything because they're so scared of their rabbi that they're not going to do anything with the candle because he's over there. They're petrified of him, so they won't do anything. And I think that's it. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ezomer. Bore ad heichan pirza tahara b'Yisrael. So now this is a compliment of here, right? He says, Bore ad heichan pirza tahara b'Yisrael. Amishah was so particular about tahara. Rashi says there, Gavra, more Faratz the Yam of Akedma, that Tara was so prevalent in Eretz Yisrael, right? Why do we see that? Shelosha ninu lo yochal ha-tahori ma-tamei. What did the Mishnah say over there? What did the Mishnah say at the bottom of your Aleph Amud Bet? The Mishnah said, lo yochal ha-zav im ha-zava. We try to think of the zav and the zava, those that have got zav, and not a regular tahor v'tamei. Right, a tahor person and his wife or family or whatever, or a tahor woman and a tahor man and a husband was tahor. It never said tahori matamei. Look at Rashi. Shin lo yochal tahori matamei bipnei ha'erva. We weren't worried about husband and wife there. לפי שלא הוצרכו לכך, we never had to worry about that. Why? שכולן אוכלים חולים בתארה היו. Everybody עושה מקפילון תארה. הייתי נחולים, לא תקוד שנחולים בתארה, ולא היו אוכלים עם נשותיהן תמאות. And therefore, if their wife was a tamay, if she was a needle, for example, they wouldn't eat with her. It was פשוט. So therefore, the Mishnah had to go and say, לא יוכל הזב עם הזבה. אלא יוכל זב עם הזב, מבני הרגל עבירה. וחיות זה בו, they were similarly, לא יוכל זב פרוש עם זב המארץ. Right? We learned as well that a parush is one is particular about taharot. With a zav amaretz, one is not so particular. Why? Shem yagrenu etzlo. So we see there again that we're learning only about a zav parush, the zav of the Gemara. So wait a second, we're talking about v'chi margilo etzlo mahai. And if so, what? Well, there's an asur to be friends with an amaretz. What's the big deal? What are we scared about being friends with an amaretz? El Gemara says, you're right. El aima not shema yargilenu etzlo, that you become familiar, they become friends. Rather say, shema yachilenu dvarim tmeim. That he might feed him things that are tamei. Now, dvarim tamei mavia don't mean shratzim and shkotzim and crabs and treifas. No, but kosher food that's just not tahor. It's not just kept the level of tahora. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Well, atu zav parush. Lav dvarim tamei nachil. Says even, ala baruch. Right, even a zav tamei. A zav parush. A zav who's particular about tum and tara. The moment he's a zav, the second he touches the food and sticks it into his mouth, it becomes tamei. So we're worrying about a aretz feeding a zav parush food. The zav parush himself becomes tamei. Rashi, atu zav parush. The first narrow lines of Rashi, atu zav parush. Lav dvarim tamein ka'achil v'ha'halo kol maga'o tamei. Every time he touches the food, it becomes tamei. So we're worrying about the aretz. The zav himself will make his food tamei. So Amar Abaya, we got two answers here. Amar Abaya, Gzeira Shem Yachlinu Dvarim She'enan Metukanin. So the one concern is that he'll feed you things that haven't been Tum and Maaseh taken properly from them. V'Rava Amar, Rava says, no, that can't be. Why can't that be? Because he says, Rav Amar Haaretz Maasrinayim. Even Amaratzim, the majority of them take off Maaseh. That's why the whole idea of Tevel, you make it, you mafresh out of Brocha. Kuzay Rava Marati Roma Rati Masrin. Rana Kurashi there. Masrinan Velo Gazrinan Gzaira Gzaira. There's no Gzaira Gzaira. Since most Amaratim are Mafrishin. So what you now gonna go on a Gzaira that a person can't sit with an Amarit because he might not take, that doesn't make any sense. Ela Shema. So Rava says, no, what's the reason why we worried about a Parush and a Tame eating and an Amarit eating together? Ela Shelo Shema Yehe Ragir Etzlo. V'achilenu dvarim tmein b'mei taharato. Okay. So a bit of a slight spin on that answer. Because we might become familiar with him. And therefore when he's tahor, when this parush is not a zav, right? So then he might come to eat things by mistake that aren't particularly tahor. Nothing to do with metukanin. The truma master or the truma definitely was taken, but it might not be tahor. Ibayilez. Now they ask a question. Nida mahu. A woman is a nida. What's the story? She tishani bala hi bebigda v'hu bebigdo. Remember that midoraita, the whole idea of separation, we'll see in a question, we're going to have a pasuk over here. The pasuk, ish ish el kol she'er besaro lo tikrevu legalot erva. There's an Indian of gilui erva. Gilui erva is relations. Not necessarily just touching. So a woman is a nida. Right? I'm going to see a freaky story in a few minutes. But the Gemara Kashav, a woman is a nida. Can she sleep with her husband in the same bed? She's wearing clothes and he's wearing clothes. Now, look at Rashi. She tishan in bala b'mita, in a bed. Kagon shehu tamei. He's a zav, let's say. The Gemara's not being sexist. You see, we're not discussing only a woman who's a nida. We're saying even if he's a tamei now. The leke le michash mishum tahara. Right, so either when he's a zav, we got no concern here of tahara, or bismanazeh she'ein bo tahara mi'chashin lehergel aver. Maybe in today's day we haven't got tum and tahara. We aren't makpid by tum and tahara. And then he says, right, we don't worry about that, but do we worry about hergel avera? Are we worried that they used to be having relations together, being physical, and now suddenly they're in the same bed and they're not allowed to be? Or Dilma, Kevan Dike Kaira, Midkar Dikhiri, since they're wearing clothes. That's the Gemara's Chiddush over here. Huba Big Dova, Hiba Big Da. Because the idea would be normally you sleep in bed without clothes. They'd sleep together naked. Right? So suddenly they're wearing clothes now. There's a Heker, and they're wearing clothes, and therefore they'll recognize and they'll remember that. That they can't touch each other. So Rav Yosef Toshma, we're beginning from a brighter. And he quotes a brighter, it's a chudin. You'll remember this in a second. Ha'of oleim agvin el ashulchan. So there Rav Yosef says that you can put chicken and cheese on the table together. Ve'ein onechal, that's according to Beit Shammai. As long as you don't eat them together, look at Rashi, al ashulchan. You're busy eating at a table. Mutar laniach basar of etzlag. You can put them next to the cheese and the chicken. The Kesavah Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai is of the opinion basar of bechalav lav doraita. Since it's not a doraita, so there's really no issue doraita eating meat and chicken and cheese, right? Velo gashinan ha'alata to achidus. If we aren't gosh and it's only a gzeira, so we don't make another gzeira that you can't even have it on the table. Put it on the table, you might come to eat it. Because that in itself is a gzera. So it would be a gzera and a gzera. That would be better what Beit Shammai says. Right? Beit Hillel Omer, lo ole velo nechal. And Hillel says, no. And Rashi says, there, shma minada asur. And we see from the halachah of Hillel, therefore you can't even put the chicken on the table. So the Gemara has to say, can a husband and wife be in the same bed? If you can't even stick chicken and cheese on the table, then it's partial that a husband and wife can't get into the same bed. That's the Gemara's answer. So how can you compare it to Shani Atam? That's different. Why? Delay Kedayot. Well, we saw this at the beginning of the Masechta. No, we had Ikedayot. We had it when it came to, we had it in Brachot. We're discussing women making a minion with Avadim and Ketanim, right? With children, Avadim and women making a minion. And we said about Ikedayot, that there's different, there are many minds there. It's different. Remember that? We had that term Ikedayot. Anybody remember? So yeah, how can you compare the two? Right? How can you compare? The pasuk here is ikedayot. In other words, they're intelligent people over here. Look at Rashi. Ikedayot. He says, Shariyatab delay kedayot. Sorry, there with regards to the chicken and the cheese, there's no dayot, there's no intellect. Shnei b'nei adam. So look at Rashi, delay kedayot. Shnei b'nei adam. Shiaskula says there, when you've got chicken and cheese on the table, so none of the chicken or the cheese can't remind you that you can't eat them. Right? V'hu adinami de matzi le shanuye. And Rashi says, you could also say, delay kashino deka. There's no heker there. Umiyu adifa nakat. They chose the preferable one. Dafilu dayot leka. There's no dayot. Right? Therefore, the Gemara says, how can you stop it? Makes sense as well. The Hechadi Kedayot Shani, where there's Dayot, was where there are people around who know what's going on, it's different. There's Shani, right? That's a little bit of a different situation. Sorry, let me get my camera sorted out there. That's a little bit of a different situation. It says, the Kedayot Shani, right? Will be completely different. We don't at the end of that same brighter which we brought from Chulin. Two tenants, let's say, or a guest in a hotel in an inn, they can eat on the same table. One's eating meat, one's eating cheese. We don't worry about it. Why? It could die with the people there. The Gemara says, but wait a second. Just ikedayot is not a good enough reason. And he says, yeah, on that brighter, but did we learn on that brighter? We had a kashia. Amar Rav Chanin bar Ami Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu ele she'ein makirin zedze. That only works when these two guests in the hotel can eat together. When does that work? That only works if they don't know each other. Right? Because they aren't familiar. Look at Rashi. Delo atechad debishka midechad v'mecha. Because the one won't lean over and pick some of the other guy's plate. If they're friends, and they're sitting at the table, I had my son last night, he sat next to me, I leaned over and I took a few of his butternut chips off his plate. When you're familiar with people, you don't worry about doing that. About makirin zeh asurim, it will be asur. So even though we said they're ikedayot, they're people, we saw that Gemara then chulin, it was even mutar only when they were strangers. Look at Rashi, about makirin asur. In our example, we spoke about our questions about a woman and her husband. Rashi says, "Ve'ishol bala nami makirin zedze ushma minad asur," and therefore we can't use this heter over here of dayot. Because they're familiar, they're in bed, they're used to being physical with each other, and now suddenly they're going to remember, they're all over, just going to instinctively carry on doing what they're going to do. So Gemara says, how do you compare? You can't compare the two. Hatam dayot ika shinuleika. Radhacha ika dayot veika shinu. So wait a second, it's different. There, with regards to the two people at the table, where they had their meat and their cheese, or the chicken and their cheese, so even though they were familiar to each other, there was dayot, they knew each other, but there was no shinui. Nothing was different. You always sit down at a meal and eat. They sat down at a meal and ate. So there was nothing to remind them even, so the dayot wasn't good enough. Here, when they're in their bed, we said that he who bevigd over, he bevigd up. They clothed. It's completely different. It's different circumstances. Not only is there dayot that they know what's going on, there's also a shinui over here, which will make it completely different. The Rashi is over there. Shani avar makira shinu leika sheochlim derech achila. All right, there's no shinui. Ika here, there's a shinui. She'ein derech lishan ela bekiru basar. Normally, they would sleep nude, naked, one up against the other. Kriktiv, because what's a pasuk here? Because the pasuk says sheira ksuta v'onata. Interesting Rashi here. You chayev to your wife sheira ksuta v'onata. Machlok will come to it and see exactly what that means. The commonly accepted term is that you're obligated to give your wife clothing, you're meant to give her, have sex relations with her, and you're meant to look after her. Right? So here, normally, ona is relations. Rashi says here, what is she'era from the word she'er? He says here, he says, she'era ksavonata, v'amar mar, she'er, what is she'er? Ze kiruv basar. That means you undertake when you get married in your ketubah to sleep with your wife up against her with naked. And he says, even though he quotes a Gemara here in Ketubot, he says, Amar, she'er ze grubasa, she'im amar, if a person gets married and he says, I'm happy to marry you, aval I efshi, shelo hi bebigda avahu bevigdo, yotzi v'yitain ketubah. If he says, I can't sleep naked, I have to sleep with pajamas on. Imagine. Right? And she says, no, the condition was that you wouldn't sleep with pajamas. He says, I have to sleep with pajamas. Those are grounds for her to get her ketubah. She can tell you this and then divorce me and give me my ketubah. Masech ketubah, daf memchet, please God, we'll get there. So therefore, he says it's completely different, our circumstance over here. Here there's shinui, completely besides the day. It could have another answer. The Gemara says it's different, we could learn the sugya. Is Toshma, got a bride of Shimon Garomer, Shneach Sani, Mokhid Nashu Chanechad, two people in a hotel eating the same table, Zebasav Zegvina, that they eat cheese and meat, no problem. We learned on that bright time, Rab Chani, Bar Ami, Amram Shmuel, Lo Shani Lishay Makrin Zedzed, only works that they aren't familiar. Rab Makrin Zedzed Asur. It's us, and so too in our case. I know Makarin Zedzen, you know, same idea. The Gemara says, no, Hatam Dad Yikashin Leika, Haka Ichadad Yikashinui. Okay, so that is the similar, just a slightly different version of learning the same thing. Gemara asks a kasha. Wait a second, Toshma. Have a brighter that says, Lo Yochalazav Mazava, Shum Her Gelaveira. Right? Lo Yochalazav Mazava. I think that's our Mishnah, right? There's another brighter, it's actually our Mishnah. Right. That's the actual Mishnah. Toshma, we're from our Mishnah. So we're going to say, wait a second. So our Mishnah says it straight out. Lo yochal azav mazav mishum hergel avera. So why is eating different to sleeping? Hergel avera. You get used to making avera. We're going to say, no, you can't compare. Hachina mi daut ikka shinu leka. Where we said there about the azav mazav eating, lo yochal, because there's no shinu. Right, but in our case, in the bed, there's a shinui. They're in pajamas. It's completely different as well. So besides the heck, besides the dayot, there is also a shinui. This is again from another brayta, but Toshma quotes a pasuk avia. The pasuk avia is Eli Harim lo achal ve'enav lo nasar, to the mountains he never ate, and his eyes never lifted up. El gulei beit Yisrael ve'eshetra ehu lo timei. He didn't metame his wife's friend. Vel isha needed lo kikraven, to a woman who's needed, he never came near her. The words of that pasuk and says as follows. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It's quite amazing. We're going to see about Yecheskel in a second. I'm going to ask about Yecheskel just now. Remember Yecheskel. So that's the whole pasuk. The Gemara says, "Well, ishat eshet ra'eu lo timei, v'ishat nida lo yikrav." We've got eshet ra'eu, your friend's wife, and an eshet ishat nida, your own wife who could be a nida. The Gemara says, "Makish ishat nida eshet ra'eu." We've got a hekesh here, right? And we learned a similar one of the shloshim abidot of a hekesh, of a similar idea, just like it's mentioned there, eshet ra'eu. It also mentions a nida. Ma eshet re'ehu, what about your friend's wife, somebody else's wife, right? Hu bevigdo, v'hi bevigda. So even if you in clothes, even if you're wearing pajamas and she's and it doesn't matter, you still call me with your friend's wife. So we learn from that, just like the deed that your friend's wife's asur to you, irrespective of whether you're wearing clothes or not, so too is your wife. You can't be in the same bed with her, even if she's wearing clothes and you are wearing clothes. Look at Rashi there quickly. There's isur yichud with somebody else. Right, so therefore, back to the difference. Isur yichud there with regard to somebody else's wife, so too with your wife, you can't be. And that Gemara comes to the conclusion there of Shema Minah, that is the halacha. So plig and wrap it out, and the Gemara says straight away, and that even though the Gemara's conclusion is that's the halacha Shema Minah, it is not agreed by everybody. Rav Pedat doesn't agree. Right, the Amar Rav Pedat. Rav Pedat says, Lo asha Torah la kurva shel gilui arayot bilvat. When the Torah said, Asur of kirva, it's ar gilui arayot, with the forbidden relationships that you aren't allowed to have. Look at Rashi, Plig and Rabbi Yosef. The Pashat Midrasha, he learned from Midrasha, the high cry, Le Isu ad Rabbi Pedat. Right, this passage which we just brought over here, which we explained from there, the Hekesh, isn't agreeable upon, because it's only for Gilui arayot. Look at Rashi, Tashmish Mamash, which means having physical relations. V'sha'ar kurva, and other physical intimacy, afilu kiruv basar, even touching each other, it's only midrabanan. V'hi bevigda, when she's clothed, afilu midrabanan lekele mikzah, there's no reason to make a gzaira there of rabanan. Because what's going on? The gzaira is only not to be, let's say, in the same bed if they're naked. Right, or kiruv basar, touching each other if they're naked. So if she's wearing clothes and she's not naked, then it's really okay to put them in the same bed. Why are you doing gzairus here on gzairus? So he says, So that's a Gemara, it seems to, but it appears to me that the halacha goes on af ish toninahu b'bigdo v'bigdasur. The Gemara goes, oh, halacha is like the previous offer. Anybody got a halacha there quickly? Steve, Oren, somebody?
Yeah.
I've just unmuted you, Oren, Steve.
No halacha there.
Okay. All right. So let's carry on. Of course, like, Ule, when he would come back to the Beit Midrash, he would kiss his sisters on their chest. Right, there's a Likutei Rashi over here from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Avodah Zorah, sorry. It says here, Abay Chadaihu, Chazeh, on their chest. It says, Derech Bnei Adam, Keshiyotzi Mibayt HaKnesset, when they leave the shul, Miyad Hu Noshek La'aviv Ul'imo, he kisses his mother and his father, Ulegalumen and his older brothers, Ba'ar Kuva, or bepas yadav mishum kavod. So somewhere on their body. Okay? So it's a kavod thing to do, to kiss your family. Right? So he says, and here we say, I think the Gemara is bringing this because we see that this whole idea here of gilu arayot, you know, doesn't go all the way. It's not a complete, total stay away. Right? And some say on their arms, on their, Rashi says there, bezro tehen. I suppose like on their arm, on their palm or whatever. Upliga de day adi day, and this seems to be a stereo within Uli himself. Because Ura on the one hand says that we saw that he did this. On the other hand, Amar Ula Ura says, right, Afilu Shum Kurva Asu, any kirva is asu. Even just touching. Mishum lech lecha amre nazira schor schor lekarme lotikra. There's an expression here that we say to the Nazir, move around, go around, be careful of the vineyard, don't go near it. So we see that we're very panicky, we're very particular about not even going near something which is asur, right? Even going near vineyard if you're a Nazir, because the Nazir might go near the vineyard, end up touching wine or drinking wine. It's even asur for him to even drink the wine. He mustn't even go into the vineyard. Okay, the Gemara carries on. Tanav Eliyahu, Now, on the back of this, Gemara brings a scary story. Tanit of Eliyahu. Now, remember, this is a brighter taught by Eliyahu HaNavi. So we'll see the person talking in this bright is Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, Tanit of Eliyahu. The Masud HaShah says, seems to be a Rabbi Natan. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly where this comes from. It says, Maaseh b'talmid echad. There's a story of a Talmud, right? And this Talmud wasn't just a Talmud, right? It says like this, Shishana harbe, v'kara harbe. He went over his limud and he learned Divrei Torah. V'shimesh talmid echachamim harbe. And he went to great pains to, we saw Shimush means to understand the details of the Gemara, etc. Umet bechatzi yamav and died very, very young. Vayta ishto notelet tfilav ubechazarta mebedaknes bebeit nisyot vatei midrashot. She'd take his tfilin and wander around all over from shul to shul to beit midrash to beit midrash. V'abarim, she said to the people, Ktiv batorah, says in the Torah, ki hu chayecha v'orechamecha. The Torah is your life and the ways of your life. Ba'ali, my husband, Shoshana harbe, v'kra harbe, he dedicated his life to learning Torah. V'shimesh talmid ha-chacham, look at Rashi there, l'hasbiros tumot ta-mishnah v'ta-meah. When he cried Talmud, he learned Gemara, he learned everything, he spent a lot of time running all over trying to understand what was going on. Mipnei ma meit b'chatzi yamav, why did he die so young? Right, so then now the Gemara says, v'lo haya adam machzir davar, no one could answer her. Then pam achat nit arachti etzla. Now, like I said, this is Eliyahu Navi talking. If you look at the Rabbi Chananel, he actually says it there. V'shimet lechem harbe umeit b'chatzi amav. V'sha'al Eliyahu et ishto. And there in Rabbi Chananel, he has the version that Rabbi Eliyahu asked his wife. So that's the Gemara says, yeah, v'pam achat nit arachti etzla. It's Eliyahu Navi talking. V'aitam esicha kol oto mura. And she told, repealed, or regaled us with this whole story. Amartla said to her, Biti, I asked her, my daughter, Bimei nidutech, mahu etzlech. When you were a nida, how did you conduct yourselves? So he says, Bimei nidutech. Amrali, she said to me, Chas v'shalom, afilu be'etzbe ketana lo nagabi. Don't even his baby finger did he touch me. So I said, okay, and Bimei libunayich, mahu etzlech. Now, libunayich, if you look at Rashi over there, libunayich means while you're wearing whites. There's a minag, and a woman who's a nida, right? While she's not a nida, when she's in a normal time, she doesn't wear white underpants. She wears colored underpants. Because you can't tell, you know, if there's a blood spot on colors, and we're not looking to make her into a tamaya quickly. But while she's got shivana ki'im, and she's got in her 7 clean days, so the minag should wear white underpants. So that she can see if she's spotting. It's much easier to spot. So that's called Bimei Libunayich. Rashi gives a different example. He says, Kagon Zava. A Zava, a woman who's a Zava, she soferet shiv'a nekim mishe paska. So our women conduct themselves in the Nidat period like a Zava, remember? Right? But she can't loveshet levanim, because she has to always bring whites, so that she can check. Shemet tireva tistor sferata, in case she's got a blood spot, and therefore her days weren't fully complete. So he says to Bimei Bunaich, Maitzlech, in those days that you weren't a Nida, but you were counting your Shiva Nekim, how did you conduct yourselves? So she said, Achalimi, we ate together, Veshataimi, and we drank together, Veyashadimi Bekiruv Basar. We slept together. Kiruv Basar means in the nude on the same bed without clothes. Velo Alta Dato, but we never thought of anything. God forbid, we wouldn't think of having relations. Right, Eliyahu says, "Va'amar tila baruch ha'makom shargo." Says, "Thank God that he died, or that he killed him." Shelo nasa panim leTorah. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara. Shelo nasa panim leTorah, that he shouldn't. How do they translate Shelo nasa panim leTorah? Basically, be two faced with the Torah. Give me an English explanation there, please, Michael.
Did not show respect.
Sorry.
Husband did not show respect towards the Torah.
Did not show respect. Okay. Right, Share Amra Torah, because the Torah says, Isha benidat tumata lo tikrav. Because the Torah says, Isha benidat tumata, don't even come near her. Look at Rashi. Benidat tumata, the last while at the top. Vaad shetavo b'mayim letfile hi benidata, until she goes to the mikveh, she's a nida. דמרבינן מתהיה בנינתה, בהווייתה תהיה עד שתבוא במים בתורת הכהנים. זה מדרש עם ויקרא, we learn, even though she was counting her seven nekiim, she still was a nida until she went to the mikvah. So even though she was neki, it made no difference, and therefore she died. Now, there's a lot of written on this. Not so pashut. Right, so there's a lot of explanations that the bottom line is, you know, so what was he thinking? Right? He was a Talmid Chochem Lakus. What was he thinking? So now the Gemara answers and tries to defend what was going on. Yes, Ki Atra Avdimi, Rav Dikam Et Yisrael, he said, Amar Mita Chada Havai. Look at Rashi there, Mita Chada Havai. Rechava. It was a very big bed. Velo Kiruv Basra Havai. Vesavar Deshari Hachi thought, this is a big bed. They can't touch each other, so it would be okay. That's the one explanation of what he was thinking. Vebemarav Et Yisrael, they said, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Sinar Mafsik Beino Leveina. Right? Rashi says, Aviya, Sinar, a portion shehi chogeret bo umagia mi motnaim ulamata. So she was like fully clothed, and therefore nothing could really happen. So they had taken precautions nonetheless. They couldn't come to do anything. But you see, that's very important. And a lot of especially it's worthwhile reading a lot of the notes on this. See what's going on. Okay, new Mishnah. We start a new Mishnah now. Mishnah is like this. Ve'elu hein, ve'elu mina alachot shamru baliat Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Guron ben Garon shalu levakro. Nimnu v'rabu b'et shama b'et hilal. So the story happened that... Sorry? Anybody say something? Okay. So it was like this. Elu, so he says like this. That there was this case in the Aliyah, in the attic there of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. We saw him mentioned earlier on. We already saw him. Right? That these alochas were mentioned there in the attic. And Nimnu for Rabbi Shama Hidal. They had a case where there were more Talmidim and Shama Hidal there. And they took a count, they took a vote. And as a result, right? Nimnu for Rabbi Shama Hidal. It seems like Rabbi Hidal and Rabbi Shama was outnumbered. Rashi says there, Ba'u Leminyan, they counted the Nimsu Shama Hidal and Merubin. Rabbi Shama was outnumbered by Hidal, and therefore they could pass Kalocha Lechumra. They got... They got more of their way on that. These are the halachas. So we'll see in a second. It's a question. Ve'elu, does ve'elu mean the halachas we previously learned, other the previous mishnah, or the mishnah that's about to be learned? That's the question in a second, right? And these are the shmoras that drive in Gaza. There were 18 things that were gozer there. What's like this? Amalei abayla Rav Yosef, elu tnan or ve'elu tnan? Do you read this mishnah saying elu mina halachot? These are halachas. Or va'elu, and from those. And what's the difference? What's the difference in the way we learn it? So that goes va'elu tnan. If we said va'elu, right? So then hanid amran, it means those we already mentioned, the previous mishnah. Or elu tnan. If we say elu these, then what we mean is the ba'ina the meimar kama, the ones we're going to say in a second. So the question is, on the mishnah we learned earlier about the chazan laning and lo yikra or aner and lo yatel or aner and all those halachos we learned there about reading to candles and the chazan and the nid and the gzav, etc. Are those the chumras that we learned from Beit Shammai? In other words, they were paskin like Beit Shammai, or new halachos that are meant to come. Look at Rashi very quickly. It's like this. Ve'elu kayat leal. Ve'elu would mean the previous ones. Lo yifaleet keilav, lo yikra, lo oraner, don't clean, delease your garments and read. Ve'elu miralachot, etc. Or deal ma'elu tnan, ve'kayat kaman. Ain shorin dayo. We'll see that there's a new Mishnah coming up. We're going to learn it, that you can't leave things soaking in ink, etc. That's the Gemara's question. What is going on over here? It's Abaye asking Rav Yosef. So he says, let's learn Toshma from what we see here, the Mishnah which we learned previously. Ain for Lin Loraner, Vain Korino, that's actually a brighter we quoted yesterday to help us understand the Mishnah. Right? The brighter there says, Ain for Lin Loraner, Vain Korin, don't do deleasing and don't read. Ve'elu min alachot shemru ba'aliyah chanani min chizki ben gurion shma mina ve'elu tnan shma mina. The bright itself says straight out, don't learn, don't do these things. And these are from the mitzvahs which we learned on the, in the aliyah of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. So it's Pashuk Gemara says shma mina. It's referring to the halachas which we previously learned. Now the Gemara says like this. Tan Rabbanan. Right? Now remember, we're talking here about Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. So while we're mentioning Chananya ben Chizkiya, Gemara brings a story about him and says, Tara, mi katav Megillat Ta'anit? Now, what is Megillat Ta'anit? Megillat Ta'anit is a, it exists actually. We don't use it today. But Megillat Ta'anit is a book that was written during the times of the Tanaim, when of all the miracles, all the days that miracles took place that we don't fast on. We can't fast on those days. We can't have espadim on those days. One of the examples is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is mentioned in Megillat Ta'anit, that you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh or give espadim on Rosh Chodesh. We don't give espadim today or fast, for example, on Chanukah or on Purim. Right? Days like that. So, and there's a list of, a whole list of other days. So the Gemara says, who wrote Megillat Ta'anit? Look at Rashi, there says, Lefi Sheshar Kol Mishnah Brayta Lo Ayuktuvin. He says, because the other Mishnahs and the Braytas weren't written down. Why? The Asur Lechatvam, because it was Asur. It's a Torah Shebalpeh, you can't write it down. V'zo Nichtavam, but nonetheless, this was written down. Lezikaron Ledaat Yamim Osarin Betanit. Remember the days that you can't fast on? Lachach, says Rashi, Nikra Megillah. Why was it called the Megillah? Shekatub Megillat Sefer. It was like a scroll. It's interesting that Rashi says it implies that already from that time there might have been pages, like folio books. So this was written like a Megillah. That's called Megillat Ta'anit. So who wrote Megillat Ta'anit? It's the Gemara, the Brayta answers, Amru hu Hanania ben Chizkiah v'siato. This same Hanania ben Chizkiah ben Garu, where they had the meeting in his house, he wrote it, him v'siato, him and his Beit Midrash. Why did they write it? Now it's interesting, Lashon over here. Shehayu mechavevin et hatzarot. They loved the tzoros. Now, not that they loved the tzoros, right? Look here, hayu mechavevin et hatzarot. Rashi explains, what does it mean? They loved mechavevin et hatzarot shenigalin mehen. They loved the fact that they were redeemed, they were saved from tzarot. Vahanes chaviv alehen. And the miracle was so dear to them. Laskiro leshivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chotvin yemei hanes la'asotan yom tov. And they wrote the days of miracles that took place to make it into a yom tov. Kagon ilin yomin delo lihitane b'hon. That's a quote from Megillat Ta'anit. Alin or ilin yomin, these days, delo lihitane, you don't fast on those days. So they wrote it down because they thought that it was very important that we should remember these days to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the question here is, during Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's time, they obviously had stopped doing this. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Af anu mechavevin et hatzarot. We also love the tzoros. In other words, that we're very happy and grateful and appreciative for those days that we were saved from tzoros. Av amana se. But what are we meant to do? Shein bar lichtov. And I'm speaking. There's so many tzoros days that we've been saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we've got to write every one of them down, then ain't anu speaking. Look at Rashi. Ain't anu speaking. Lefi shehen tarot. They're so common, right? Look at Rashi. Nishnachin. Ain't anu speaking. Mila sot yom tov b'cholim. Every day will be a yom tov. Rashbag says things were so bad, and every day we got miracles. We're making yom tov every single day. That's the one answer. The other answer, he says, davar acher. Ain't shoten nifka. He says, why don't we make a fuss anymore? Because we shot him. We fools, we simple people, and therefore a shote, his nazar doesn't get damaged. Look at Rashi. And pegarah bailav. A shote is saved from bad things. He doesn't even recognize, appreciate what's happening. He's so oblivious to what's happening around him, this fool doesn't appreciate anything. Therefore, he can't appreciate the day that a miracle happened. Kach kam enisim ba'im lanu. So many miracles come. We don't really appreciate, we shot him. Okay, now we're living through Corona. And we're taking precautions, but still, every day we have miracles happening in our lives. We don't appreciate it. We take it for granted. Davar acher, another reason, he says, Rashbag Avia, Ein basar hamet margish pe'izmil. He says, basically, he says, a dead person, if you chop him up with a chisel, doesn't feel anything. Right? Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure of what he means over here. But the Gemara, in the meantime, doesn't like that analogy. And says, what are you talking about? Andy, how can you say that a dead person doesn't feel anything? That a worm in a dead person's body is as painful as a needle putting into a live person's body. So there's obviously something more esoteric behind this discussion. And he brings a passage, that even his meat, talking about over here, this is a pasuk of Yehiyov, Ach basaro alav yichav, even his flesh will be painful, v'nafsho alav teval, and he'll mourn over his nefesh. So we see that he's, nonetheless, Basaro, when he's dead, will still be, will still hurt. So he says, you're right. So don't say that Ein Basar Hamet Magish. Say rather, Ein Basar Hamet She Bechai Magish Beizmel. Now we all know, if you have Rashi says over here, Ein Basar Hamet She Bechai Hagadel Ba Adam Hachai Machmat Makal Machmat Kviya. If you get burnt or you get a, you, or you've got a cut on you, whatever, and you've got some like dead skin, let's call it. Right, so dead skin, Eino Margish Beizmel, you know, when you're cutting that dead skin off, you don't feel it. And we can all identify with that. You got a bit, everyone's got a bit of dead skin on them, you pull it off, it doesn't hurt you. So it says, that's the idea over here. We like dead skin, we're numbed, we're oblivious to what's happening, and therefore we don't have to, we can't make every day Yom Tov, a Yom Tov, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Beram Zachorotoa Ish L'Tov. So now we finish on the issue of Hananiah ben Chizkiah. Remember, Hananiah ben Chizkiah wrote Masechet Tanit, remember that? But now we mentioned in the previous Amud, we had the Pasuk over there, which we brought from Yechezkel. So the Gemara, once we mentioned Yechezkel, says like this, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Beram Zachur Oto Ha'ish Letov. This person will be remembered for good, to good. Who is that? V'chananiah ben Chizkiah Shmo. Sorry, we still have Chananiah ben Chizkiah. Still the same Chananiah ben Chizkiah, Rab Megid Atanit. And why would he be remembered so good? She'il Malehu, if it wasn't for him, Nigna Sefer Yechizkiah. Remember this, we learned this Gemara, I think, about Tzechet Menachot Chunin. Menachot. Right? He says over there, he says that he wouldn't, he would, Yechizkiah would have been taken out of the codex of the, out of the canon of the Tanakh. Why? He says, Shayu divrei sotrim divrei Torah, dvarav sotrim, because there are things in Yechezkel that seem to apparently contradict the Torah. Right? So look at Rashi there, divrei Torah, kagon nevela v'treifa, v'chulei lo yuchlu ha-kohanim. He says that the kohanim in Yechezkel can't nevelas and treifas, but Yisrael ochlim, but Yisraelim can eat. Kagon v'chein ta'aseh b'shiva b'chodesh, ha'echan yirmaz korban, some special korban you've got to bring on the seventh of the month, where's such a korban? Lots of things in Yechezkel, I'm not an expert in Yechezkel, but a lot of things in Yechezkel which Chachamim were very concerned about, and they were seriously considering removing Yechezkel from Tanakh. So what did Rab Hananiah ben Chizkiah do? Right? He says, V'chanim b'chizkiah shmo she'il malehu, it was in Rachayu, Dvarav Sotrin, Ma'asa, what did he do? He'elulo gimel me'ot garbi shemen. So now he'elulo, we can see his attic was a famous attic, right? It was in a big attic over there. I would imagine that he'elulo means he took it up to his attic. He went up to his attic, which acted like a little bit of midrash. And he took up with him 300 garve shemen. Rashi says, a huge amount of oil. Rashi says they're both to light candles and to eat. V'yashav ba'aliyah v'darshan, and he sat there day and night, however long it took. Look at Rashi, Rashi, Lahani, Krav, Benahia, Benachot. Yeah. I'd seen it last night. I'm not that I remember. Right? Benachot. Demishum de ishtarei melike bechatra of gabayu chachla shkab. He basically he went and explained all the different reasons of what was going on over there with the, why we said lo yochala kohanim, but other people can, etc., etc., etc. And he explained every single stira between the Torah and Yechezkel to make it clear that Yechezkel wasn't in any way contradicting the Torah. Right. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, V'elu hen halachot she'amru ba'aliyat Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Gurion. And then we said, V'shmonai shrei dvarim gazru b'yom. That same day, they gozed also 18 things. So the more says like, "Shmona sadra and 30 things." My ninu shmona sadra. What were these shmona sadra that they were gozer? That's the question. What were they? The Gemara brings over here a Mishnah from a Sechet Zavin, right? This is like a ditznam. We got a Mishnah. Elu posel truma. These are things which posel truma. So if a person has truma, a kohen has truma at home, and anything of these things come into contact with their truma, the truma becomes pasul, right? Now, normally, mina Torah, you know what? I'll let Rashi explain in a second. What's pasul the truma? Ha ochel ochel rishon. If you eat food which is rishon the tuma. Now we know we got avi avot atuma is a dead person. Rishon the tuma, right? Would be let's say a dead animal. A dead animal, right? Is a rishon the tuma. It's metames. If a dead animal. So ha ochel ochel rishon. If you ate rishon atuma, then you would metame tuma. Now why is that a big chidush? Look at Rashi. אוכל אוכל ראשון. מן התורה, from as far as the Torah is concerned, אין אוכל מטמא אדם האוכלו. If a person eats something, the food doesn't make him tame. As a rule, there's only one exception in the whole Torah, where midoraita, if you eat something, the food makes you tame. Remember what that is? Rashi tells us, chutz mi nivlat of tahor. Remember nivlat of tahor, a kosher bird, but that wasn't shechted properly. So let's say a chicken that died. That's a nivlat of tahor. Remember we said the beit ablia? Remember that? It's metame beit ablia. As soon as you swallow it, it's you metame. If it's just in your mouth and you're chewing it, you aren't tame yet. But beit ablia, as you swallow it, puck, you become tame. So other than that exception, Rashi actually says, Rashi says, yeah, אבל דיבר בהם לא, right? That's במסכת נידה, מי שאין לו טומאה אלא באכילתה, יצא זו שיש לו טומאה קודם לאכילה, בסדר, אולי רשי לא תראית לרשי נה. So what's important over here is that מן התורה, if you ate טומאה, or you ate an availer, or you ate any animal like which was טומאה, you have become טומאה. אבל נבלט אוף טהור, the Torah, that is the gozer 18 things, one of them was, that a person who eats ראשון לטומאה, or even a person who eats שאין לטומאה, right, they would become tame to metame truma. If they touch truma, the truma becomes tame. V'hashoter mashkin tame. Now the Torah doesn't mention anything about drinking; only mentions about eating. Chachamim gozer, even if you drank tame liquids, but we mentioned it yesterday in the shir yad shachat dam, the seven liquids become tame. So it's yain, dvash, wine, honey, shemen. Right now, shemen is specifically olive oil, right? Not any shemen. Olive oil, shemen, chalav, milk, tal, right? Dew. And then, so we've got yad, shachat, dam is the dvash, and dam, blood itself, and mayim, water, regular water. Any of those seven liquids which become tame. If you drank them, minatoi, you would become tame. Right? Look at Rashi. We haven't got a Rashi over there. No Rashi over there. Normally, it would become tame, right? But here, if you drank these things to tame, you'd become tame. Now, also another important point: remember, liquids. There's no liquid of rishon l'tumah, shein l'tumah, whatever. Rishon's water or liquid always be rishon l'tumah, right? As a rule, remember, liquids also have the ability to bump something up a level of tumah, rabbanan, right? So, if you drank tame stuff, and another gzeira they made here, v'havei rosho v'ruvo b'mayim she'uvin. This is a gzeira. A lot of people don't know this. I don't know if it's halocha. I think it's halocha. I didn't check up halocha, but for the best of my memory, if you go to the mikveh, you shouldn't shower at the mikveh before you leave the mikveh. You can shower before the mikveh to be clean, to go into the mikveh. But at the mikveh, you don't shower when you walk out of the mikveh. Why? Look here. It says over here, Vavei, a person who brings Roshov v'Rovov, most of his body and his head, under Maim Shuvim, like having a shower, he's Tame again, Midrabanan. Right, look at Rashi over here. Rashi says there, you went to the mikvah. And then, by Maim Shuvim, on that same day, you had Maim Shuvim on you, you become Tame. Now, if you've got Likutei Rashi, if you look at the Gemara in Gittin, he says, the Keshu Tahor by Maim Shuvim, Betocha Kli, Tame, Letruma, Achi Yidbol, right, so if you tame, you tame for truma till you go to the mikveh. Umigzeirat shmonasar davri, one of the 18 gezeiras here. Prepare a kamed masechet Shabbat. We'll see it there. Right, mefaresh. We learn ma taima gazra lei. Why did they make this gzeira? Lefi shayalehem me'arot shruchim letvila. They used to have these special caves where they could go, which were full of rainwater, and they could go or groundwater. They could go to tvila in. When they came out of the mikvah, you rochatzin b'shuvin. They would go and wash themselves off. I suppose it was smelly water, right, in these caves. And it says in Maim Shruchin, and they washed themselves off. People would say, lo elu metarin. It's not the mikvah that's metarin that's making us tahor. It's these, the Maim Shruchin that's making us tahor. And therefore, gazru alehin. They made a gzaira, v'shuv gazru al tahor, shenafla, etc., etc., etc. So basically, you should be careful not to go and have a shower when you leave the mikveh. V'tar, and another one, v'tar shenaflu aroshov rubo shlosha lugin maim shuvin, a person who's tahor, right? Rashi says, yeah, tahor gamur, shenafla aroshov, a person who was properly tahor, that three lug of water fell on top of him. He also, we'd say that he was tamei. V'hasefer, and svarim now, these are sifrei kodesh, right? Even Torah, Levim, and Ketuvim, says Rashi, Sefer Kol Kitvei Kodesh Rabbim Ketuvim Poslin truma magan, if you touch truma, touches in the truma, it passes the truma. Vahayadaim, and your hands. That's where the gzeira comes from, doing the tilat yadaim for bread before we eat. Vahayadaim, says Rashi, staman kodem natan, before you done the tila. Vahatvulyom, a tvulyom, that's a person we know who went to the mikveh, but he's waiting for Arev Shimshor, for the sun to settle down. Rashi, Gemara's going to ask him, that's a doraita, we'll get to that. Vahochlim, vahakelim, shenitmu mashkan, any food or liquids which became tamei, b'mashkin, Rashi's over there, b'mashkin, nakaman b'ayla. We'll see tomorrow the rest of this gzeira.